Hello, beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it is. I hope you've had or had an amazing day today. My name is Lorena, and welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. All right, today I woke up this morning, and I really, really want to talk about this topic because it's something that I went through, and I think that a lot of people hopefully will be able to relate to it or will be able to hear this and find some clarity through it. And today I want to talk about toxic cycles. So if you don't know what I mean, it's those relationships where you break up, make up, and break up and make up and break up and make up and just repeat the whole thing like it's some sort of routine. And deep down, you know it's not good for you, but somehow you find yourself right back where you started. And I've been there. It's not fun. It's not cute. And it's scary. So I want to talk about how these cycles happened. I want to give a little bit about how it happened for me, how to recognize them, and maybe how to break free from them. So let's start with the pattern. So toxic cycles, I feel like, usually go something like this. You're with someone, everything's amazing, everything's great, and then something goes wrong. Whether it's a trust issue, a lack of communication, and insecurity, which I feel like is a very common one on either end, constant fighting, whatever. So you break up and maybe for a second you feel relieved. And then you start getting all these texts, you know, the ones of like, hey, I miss you. We can't just throw this away. Why are we doing this? What are you doing? One of them wants space. The other one wants to get back. And then you slowly start to convince yourself to give it another shot. And it couldn't. Maybe at least in my past, it wasn't just text. I started getting bombarded with phone calls, like so many to the point where I answered and I would block the number and I would get another phone call from another number, and it just never stopped until at that point, I think it was just harassment from my experience, but it was really unfortunate and scary and it made me feel guilty, like, okay, maybe I have to answer. So, listen, the first few makeups feel exciting. Like, okay, look at us. We're beating the odds. You know, we can make this work. But over time, the cracks start showing again. The problem, whatever it is that you had, is still gonna be there. You're gonna argue over the same things, or worse, the issues are gonna get even deeper. And then suddenly, you're stuck in this emotional hamster wheel where you know it's not right to be there, and somehow you just keep going anyway. So the thing is, being in a cycle sometimes can become addictive. And I feel like there's definitely on my end a psychological pull where it's like, if something feels unfinished, especially in relationships, we want that closure, or we want to convince ourselves that like this time it's going to be different. And I'm sorry, but it's not going to be different. It's not going to change. And it is scary. You start to feel trapped. You start kind of losing yourself in this cycle. But you also start just kind of getting, like I said, addicted to this idea of like, okay, this person's just always going to come back. And that happened to me, unfortunately. And I want to share a little bit of my last relationship. Well, not my last one, but one of my previous relationships. I was with this person for about 2 years, and it obviously started off amazing the first few months, and then over time it wasn't. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure it was my fault for ignoring all the red flags, but we got into that pattern of making up and breaking up, and we would break up, have the most amazing sex, get back together, fight over the same things, say that it would be different, and it would be good always for the first couple weeks, and the same problems would arise, or even more. And even if we did talk about them, they would still be there, and there would be more, and more, and more. And I gotta say, like, I'm never gonna blame anybody for this kind of pattern, because it takes two people to tango. So I was definitely also very lost in this moment and period of my life. I also kept going back, I think because I just felt comfortable of the safety and security I was provided. obviously all the good memories, and you're kind of like, well, they were good at the beginning, and I know that they can be, so I'm sure I can get that back, or I can fix them, I can change them, whatever you want to tell yourself or keep convincing yourself to do, just know in the long run it's not worth it, and you're gonna end up in circles. You're gonna end up in cycles. So one of the biggest signs that you're in a toxic cycle is when you start questioning whether the relationship is good for you. And I know I'm talking about like romantically at this moment, but I just want to say this could happen with friendships too. Like, it hasn't happened to me, but it can. Like, you can have a really good friend and you guys just like stop talking, and then you start talking again later, even though like they did you wrong or something. So I'm just saying it does kind of apply to it. But here's a quote that I just keep coming back to. I don't know where I got it from or where I heard it from, but it says, if you have to question something so much or even wonder if it's right for you, it's not. Okay? It is not. Especially, emphasis on this, once you start seeking outside perspectives, then it's even less. Because I did this mistake. I would go and tell my friends, I hated this guy, he treated me horribly, and everyone was like, okay, like, leave. And then I would leave, and then guess what? A few weeks later, I was back with him, and all my friends are like, what are you doing? And here I am doing the walk of shame again, being like, okay, he's actually not that bad. And then it would happen again and again. And that, at that point, it's just like, there's no saving. Like, if you have a friend like that, because I've been there, you, whatever you say to them, I'm telling you right now, is not going to matter. If you start telling them, like, I hate the guy that you're with, he's not treating you right, they're not listening to you. Even though they might agree with you in the moment, they don't care. I had to keep genuinely going back until I was done. Me. Until I myself had accepted that this was wrong for me, that I knew I deserved better. And I'm sure you've heard it before, and it sucks to hear it, it sucks to do, but I just had to keep going back until I realized my own worth. I had to keep feeling hurt until I had no more hurt left, no more pain. I spent so many endless nights just crying over this person, thinking that this was the person for me. Like, I couldn't leave them. And to be fair, like, I was most definitely being manipulated too. The amount of things that were said to me that were horrible, it was very abusive, physically and mentally. And there's this one thing that really stuck with me. And he always said to me, you're never going to find anybody better than me. And he would always hold that over my head. And I believe that. I literally, it's so funny to me now. I genuinely believe that because I clearly had no love for myself or self-respect or anything. Like, I clearly became a nobody. I lost myself in that relationship. And my friends saw it and my family saw it. Like, they knew that something wasn't right for me. They knew that I was changing, that I just didn't even feel like myself anymore. I felt like, I don't know, like a little puppy dog just walking behind him constantly, just doing whatever he wanted, doing whatever he said, like leaning on him for everything. He became my world, but to the point where he was controlling like who I was seeing, what I was doing, what I was wearing. Like, it was horrible. I was not myself. I had no personality. I was pretty much a robot. I was a Build-A-Bear that he created. Let's put it that way. So I want to break that down a little bit. When you're in something healthy and good for you, and thank God that I've learned from that, there's a sense of peace. You won't need to analyze every single detail or ask your friends. And I also want to talk about this a little bit because a lot of people say you shouldn't be going to your friends for relationship advice. And that's true to an extent. I definitely learned from that. I like to keep my relationships private. But if it's getting to a point where, like for me in that time, I was genuinely getting abused and people were noticing and people were asking me questions, I wasn't acting the same, and I just kept shutting down because I remember my partner always being saying exactly that, like, whatever problem you have, you should only talk about it with me. You're not allowed to talk to anybody about our relationship. And now I know why, because it was wrong. And I'm not saying, like I said, I agree some things should stay private, but some things shouldn't. Like, there is nothing wrong to get an outside perspective. And I'm not saying go and shit talk your partner. Like, that is not what I mean. I'm saying if you have a question or want some insight on something from a third perspective, there's nothing wrong with that. After you've talked to your partner about it too. If you guys truly can come to an agreement. And I would start with a therapist, by the way. Like, that's at least what I do. I would ask my therapist first, or ask someone that's been in a cycle like that for their insight. And be careful who you're asking to. Like, don't go and ask that friend that you know already hates him or her, because you know that they're just gonna say anything to try and get you away from them. And don't ask someone who's biased. Don't go and ask your best friend who's single, because they don't know. They're not in a relationship. You also don't know this person like they do. So be very careful who you open up to in those things, but also be true to yourself. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. Like I said, when you feel the sense of peace and security in a good and healthy relationship, you won't have to analyze every single detail or ask your friends. You won't have to be like, do you think this is okay? Like, the moment you're constantly second guessing, it's usually your intuition telling you something. And trust your gut. I cannot emphasize that enough. Trust your gut. Because a lot of the times, me being very empathetic, and I'm a Capricorn, I really would lead with my heart and always try and still do to do the best for people and what makes them happy. But I would forget about what was making me happy in the moment. So make sure you're also checking in with yourself. I've been there, calling my friends after fights, like, do you think he meant this? Or texting ChatGPT, like, what do you think he means from this? And the truth is, if you're already questioning him that much, it's not right. If you have, like, it's just no. Like, if you know that something's wrong and you're just, maybe you're seeking outside validation, or you're wanting your friends to reassure you, whatever it is, if you're overthinking something, it is not right for you. And take that advice with every area of your life, not just relationships. If you're overthinking a job, a person, a hobby, whatever it is, if you have to overthink it that much and don't feel comfortable, it's a no. Okay? So I want to jump back into my experience with this toxic cycle. When I was in this relationship where we broke up and got back together, more times than I can count, unfortunately, it was that classic story of just so much chemistry, and the highs were super high, but the lows were super, super low. And we brought out the worst in each other. We would fight about absolutely everything. Little things would explode into huge arguments. I remember I would literally sit down and have a list of just complaints, as if I was like HR or something, and being like, I didn't like this and this and this and this and this and this that you did. I need this to change. And he would do the same. And it's like, that was never happen. It wouldn't change. It would be always so temporarily. And to the point where, like, I still remember to this day, just he would constantly be arguing and yelling at me. And I don't yell. It's just, I hate it. I grew up in a household like that. I will never be that person. So I try and just keep my voice to like this. And if I ever do raise my voice, I catch it very quickly and apologize, but it's not something I can tolerate. And somehow here I was tolerating this guy yelling in my face for days. Like, why? Because I loved him. And it wasn't even that I loved him. I loved the idea of him. I loved what he used to be. I loved the old person. I loved who he was, not who he became. I loved who I met, not who I knew at that time. Completely different people. And, you know, we all change in relationships. It's normal. But some people change for the better, and some people change for the worse. And some people they don't actually change. They just start showing you their true colors. So be aware of that. And then, yeah, we would fight on and off. Weeks would pass and I'd get a little text being like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And all of a sudden, all the pain from the last fight would just be gone. It would disappear. And I would tell myself, no, this is the last time. I'm not doing it again. And here I was waking up again in his apartment. For what? Genuinely, for what? I was still anxious that it did not change the fact that things were not good. It didn't change the fact that I was still crying myself to sleep. And before anyone says anything, we did communicate. Or at least we tried to. Whatever thoughts I had, he knew. But he also had a really bad addiction problem. And I will make a whole different episode for that if anyone wants to hear. But there was just so many layers to this relationship where I was in so deep. And I talked with my therapist recently and I was like, you know what? I don't understand. It's been a few years now. Him and I were together for about 2. And somehow things still come up, like, to this day that I kind of had forgotten about. And mostly negative. But it's crazy how at the time I didn't see it as anything bad. When I was in the relationship, it was okay. I was tolerating absolutely anything. Now being outside of it, oh my gosh, I felt like I was watching one of those horrible movies. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It just, if I could have that relationship on film, I would just die. I would be so upset. Like, I would be like, there's no way that's me. Like, the person I am today would never even talk to that person. They're not even my type. They're not even attractive. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me. And now that person's gay. So I just want to add to that. Like, it was a whole thing. And the reason the relationship ended was, well, obviously, I was done for good, even though I went back. He'd also cheated on me multiple times that I had found out. And I can make a whole different post about that. But yeah, I just, what was I doing? Genuinely, I hope that one day, if you're going through this, or you've been through this, that you can look back and be like, I'm so glad I outgrew so much that they're not my type anymore. They weren't even my type to begin with, so I don't know what I was doing there. I clearly had some issues going on, but thank gosh. And honestly, it wasn't until I feel like I started journaling and really, like, reflecting on what I wanted in a partner that I realized, like I said, that I was holding on to this potential and not the reality of it. I was in love with who I thought this person could be, but not who they actually were. And once I accepted that, I started letting go. Not all at once, but little by little. And I do want to talk about that as well, because I don't know if you guys have ever heard or read that saying where it's like women usually will mentally check out a few months before the relationship. And that was me. Every time something was going wrong, I think inside of me, I was slowly checking out. But there was also something that kept dragging me back in there. Like I said, it could have been a deep-rooted issue, a problem. I worked through a lot of it, thankfully. And I love my therapist. But it was one of those things where the goods were so good. But I remember my father asking me, like, is there more goods than bad? And I would be like, no. But I kept going back hoping that that would change, when it never did. But then I've also experienced from other relationships where there were more goods than bad. But sometimes those bads were enough not to stay. And that's the difference of having boundaries and growing and sticking to your values and realizing what you deserve and what you will accept and what you won't. Because every person in this world is different. Every person has their limit. And if you think you have a limit, just wait until you're in a relationship, because it changes depending on the person. It's constantly changed. There were definitely certain boundaries that I had with this partner that, like, I told myself, like, I would never want to be with someone who would yell at me. And here I was sitting in this room being yelled at. I would never want to be with someone who uses alcohol as a coping mechanism. And here he was drinking. I would never be with somebody who watches porn. That's a huge different topic, but that's just one of my boundaries. And here he was. Like, those are things that a lot of people look at boundaries as, like, okay, this is set in stone. But you, depending on the person that you're with, I'm telling you right now, they will try and bend them. Whatever your boundary is, whether it's with a friendship too or a relationship, people will always try and test your boundaries and bend them and see, like, okay, what can I really get away with? And once you start accepting it, like, oh, it was just one time, that's fine. It won't just be one time. I mean it. I'm screaming it through right now through your headphone, whatever you're listening to. It will never just be a one-time thing, okay? If someone does you wrong once, if someone cheats on you once, if someone lies to you once, it's going to happen again. I don't care what you say. It is inevitable unless they really, really put in the work to change. And that takes years. And that also takes a lot of self and introspective and therapy. And most people don't want to do that. So sorry for the reality check, but there it is. Breaking that cycle for me was one of the hardest things I've ever done, because it wasn't just about losing that person. It was about breaking up with a version that myself who tolerated that. Like, I'm telling you, I still can't believe I went through that. And that's the thing with these cycles. You start to lose pieces of yourself trying to make something work that was never meant to. When you start to force something, it is never going to work in your favor. So that's it. It's the truth. And I want to talk about solutions. I know this is a really big topic, and I'm sorry that I've gone on for a bit. But how do you actually get out of a toxic cycle? Because it's a lot easier said than done. The amount of people who are like, yeah, you should just leave, or even the amount of times I told myself, this is the last time, and here I was going back and found myself laughing and texting. Why? I don't know. It was terrible. But I think, first of all, you need to acknowledge the pattern. Look at the relationship, honestly. How often are you arguing? How often do you make up? What are you constantly forgiving and being forgiven for? I don't care what you're arguing about. I care about forgiveness, because some people don't know how to take accountability and some people don't know how to forgive. A lot of people also forgive and never forget. You can say sorry, they'll take it, and then guess what? Maybe in a few weeks or months, it's gonna come up again because they actually didn't forgive you and they're not going to forget it. So that's a big one. Second, I would cut it off. I know this is rough, but blocking someone or deleting their number feels dramatic, and a lot of people are like, oh, like, you just, like, ghosted me or whatever. Sometimes it is the only way to give yourself space to heal. Like, every time you allow this person back into your space, you're resetting the cycle. Like, you're just not letting it go. It's gonna be there. And I've done that too. I've blocked this person everywhere that you can imagine, and they still found a way to contact me. To the point where, like, they were dating somebody else already, and they were still sending me mail to my house. I was still being sent flowers while in a relationship. Like, all these things. And I'm just like, does this other person know? Like, this is crazy to me. That's just, like I said, that's a point of, like, harassment at that point. But it was bad. So it took a lot longer for me to get over and work through that trauma. But just start with cutting it off. Please, for the love of me, just block them. Just stop. Who cares what people think? You don't need closure. Stop thinking that you need closure, because you don't. If someone's like, oh, but like, we just need that one last conversation. No, you don't. The disrespect was the closure. Take it as the closure. Forgive yourself, forgive him, and move on. And most importantly, focus on you. I hate how cheesy that sounds, but it's true. Instead of pouring all your energy into fixing a relationship that's no longer serving you, pour it into fixing the relationship with yourself. Go to therapy, talk to your friends, pick up a new hobby, whatever you need to do, pour that energy into yourself. And lastly, this one is a tough pill to swallow. You have to accept that some people aren't meant to go with you into your next chapter. That some people are not going to change no matter how much you want them to. And that's okay. Not everyone is your forever, and that doesn't make them or the relationship a failure. It just makes it a lesson. And if you haven't heard my last episode, it's about outgrowing yourself and people. And that is something that I talk about, how sometimes we don't want to let go of people because they're comfortable, but we also need to move on and let go of our old version of ourselves and accept that this new chapter is completely different, and we need to make room for new people as well. So I'm going to stop talking now. I'm sorry. I know that was such a heavy topic, but I could go on forever. If you're in a toxic cycle right now, I want you to know you're not alone. It's hard. I've been there, but I promise you, it's not impossible to break free. Just take it one day at a time. Stop seeking advice from others and seek advice from yourself or your therapist. Remember, you are deserving of peace, love, and stability, not chaos. Choose love over conflict and lead with your mind and your gut, not always with your heart. So take that in. Follow me if you want. I will be releasing these and talking for the next year, probably, or more, because I want to try and make these a weekly thing. And to my one person that's listening to this, or five, or however many, thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope that you have an amazing time. And if you can share this podcast with anyone who might need it, I would really appreciate it. And don't forget to be kind to yourself.